Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to see all of you today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. The eighth Sunday after Trinity is kind of like a mini Reformation service. Gives us a little bit of a flavor. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount is warning us, encouraging us, exhorting us to beware. Beware of what? We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word and receive His gifts this morning. Pastor Moline is out of town for a family baptism. I don't remember what state he's in, one of the I states. But we're thankful for Pastor Brisboy to help us today. A little later in our service, we'll install our new vicar, Vicar Steele. I got word late last night that Vicar Golden is in Fort Wayne. Truck is unloaded, and he was going to sleep really, really well after a long couple of days. So we are thankful for his service and look forward to meeting and hearing from our new vicar. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 664, Fight the Good Fight. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. Propers for the day are on the inside of the bulletin. Readings are on the back cover. Brief outline on the edge. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. And before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, Your word is truth. Sanctify us by the truth. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name of the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for us and for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 664.
Thank you.
light service setting 3, page 184. Page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God in the Lord. Let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father.
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit appointed for the day.
Your name, O God, so your grace.
Glory be to God on high. Pray. Grant to us, Lord, the Spirit to think and do always such things as are right, that we, who cannot do anything that is good without you, may be enabled by you to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continue with the readings. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the eighth Sunday after Trinity is from Jeremiah chapter 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, "Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, 'It shall be well with you.' And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, 'No disaster shall come upon you.' For who among them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and hear his word? Or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies, and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal? Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream. But let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual appointed for the day.
Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 20. Paul said, For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which God the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they accompanied him to the ship. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia and verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So, every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us then, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered.
Be seated.
We continue now with our sermon hymn
668. Rise to arms, with prayer implore you. 668.
Thank you.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Text for our meditation today on this eighth Sunday after Trinity, the Gospel reading, Jesus' words from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, especially this verse. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, judge not, lest ye be judged. Just a few weeks ago, we heard Jesus speak those words in the same sermon, the Sermon on the Mount. In the same chapter, Matthew chapter 7, just a few verses before. Do we have a contradiction in the Bible, a mistake? Did Jesus get mixed up and flub up in his words? Because it is obvious Jesus is teaching us here that we are to judge. But earlier, Jesus said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." What was Jesus doing, and how can these words be true? Well, of course, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He cannot lie, he cannot err. Earlier in the chapter, Jesus is teaching us about judging things we cannot see. I can't look into your heart, and you can't look into my heart. Jesus is saying, don't judge. Don't pretend you know what's going on in somebody's mind, in somebody's heart, what's motivating someone. Instead, love them. Put the best construction on everything. Encourage them. Pray for them. Show a little mercy. We've been experiencing, not just these last 4.5 months, but we've been experiencing more and more and more over the years what some people have called cancel culture. You have to be careful what you say, because it might be taken in the wrong way. You have to be careful what you speak, what you write, what you post, what you tweet, because someone might be offended, automatically assuming the worst, automatically putting the worst construction on everything, and soon you find yourself without friends, without a paycheck, without a reputation. This has been building and building and building for some time now. We've seen it reach new astronomical heights these last 4 months. People are afraid to talk. They're afraid to confess. They're afraid to live. Why? Because they might get canceled. Jesus, early in Matthew 7, is speaking to this kind of an attitude and this cancel culture. Judge not, lest ye be judged. How many times haven't we seen the proponents of cancel culture only a few months later get canceled themselves? My friends, explain everything in the kindest possible way. If you have a question about what somebody thinks or feels or is motivated by, just go ask them. And then believe what they tell you. It's that simple. Jesus' words are timeless and true. And now, a few verses later, Jesus moves on to another topic. Beware of false prophets. How can you beware of a false prophet unless you are judging that prophet? Jesus is teaching us that every Christian, as a part of the fact that you are baptized into the royal priesthood, every Christian is to be a judge. Not of things you can't see, not of somebody's heart, but you are to be a judge of doctrine. Just a fancy name for teaching. Oh, one of those sermons again. Yes. In the same way that Jesus' words that are applied to cancel culture are timeless and true, these words of Jesus warning us, teaching us to beware of false prophets are timeless and true. While we are not called to judge things that are hidden, like what's going on in my heart or my emotions, we are called to judge those who would purport to preach and teach, whether they're in the church or somewhere else. We are to beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. They intentionally deceive. They intentionally hide who they are. They cover themselves with a false veneer, and yet they are agents of Satan trying to snatch your soul. Beware. Beware. Well, Pastor, when it comes to judging doctrine, that's your job. That's your job. I'll leave that to the professional theologians. I just want to sit in the pew and go to church. I've heard that many times. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you've thought it. Maybe you've said it. Repent! You, by virtue of your baptism, have been given the right and the authority to judge doctrine, to judge pastors, teachers, anyone, especially your own pastor, anyone who supposes to teach and preach the Word of God. This is your God-given right. Anybody who says you do not have a right to judge the doctrine that is preached and taught in the church or even outside the church is a liar. No pope, no priest, no pastor, no synodical official, no elder, no pastor can take this away from you. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. They listen to me and they follow me." You are called to discern truth from error that comes from teachers in the church. This is your right. This is your job. This is your duty. God's word clearly teaches it. But Pastor, I haven't been to the seminary. I haven't been to Bible school. I'm not qualified. Jesus isn't saying that all of you need to go to the seminary and be able to do this. No. The truth of God's word is simple, yet profound. Many of you have memorized or are in the process of memorizing Luther's Small Catechism. These words, this summary of Christian doctrine in six chief parts, this catechism enables you, gives you the tools to be able to discern truth from error. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Apostles' Creed. Simple stuff, right? If someone comes to you and says, well, you know, that thing in Genesis 1 and 2 about creation, we probably shouldn't take that literally. Antenna goes up, false prophet, liar. If someone comes to you and says, you know, those Ten Commandments, they were okay back then. But we're a little smarter now. We know how culture works. We know how sexuality works. And all that stuff about marriage between like a guy and a gal. You know, that's a little outmoded, outdated. Folks, antenna goes up. Liar, false prophet. You see how this works? If someone comes to you or you hear someone preach or teach that Jesus wasn't born of the Virgin Mary, that Jesus didn't live a perfect life, as we've heard by a few political talking heads lately, or that Jesus didn't physically rise from the dead, run! These are liars and false prophets. False prophets come to you with a veneer, an outward show that they are pious and they are holy. Why wouldn't they? They want you to believe them. We're not talking about someone who wears a neon sign that says, false prophet, someone who has horns and a pitchfork, thugs who publicly burn Bibles. Those are pretty easy to spot, right? We're talking about people who disguise themselves, whether they realize it or not, as agents of Satan to steal your soul. My friends, you have a right. This is why we don't put our catechisms away when we're confirmed. We are confirmed into a lifetime of living and studying God's Word. This is why we teach God's Word to our children and our grandchildren. This is why we have Bible study for all ages on a regular basis, so we can continue to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Because as we grow, God continues to love and serve and forgive and strengthen us with His Word and His gifts. My friends, you have the right to judge doctrine. You certainly have the ability, as you learn and read and study Luther's small catechism and the Bible that it is based off of. And my friends, you have the responsibility. This is your job. This is your vocation. How easy it is to shirk our responsibilities. How easy it is that when there's an issue of what God's Word says or doesn't say, that we sit back and we think, oh no, I don't want to deal with those things. My friend, Satan will not rest. He is continually fighting for your soul, and he is the father of all lies. God calls us as his children to beware, to look out for false prophets. Why? Because he loves you. Because he wants you to spend eternity with him in heaven and not fall for Satan's lies and be deceived into an eternity separated from God in hell. You see, there's no such thing as an unimportant teaching or an unimportant doctrine in the church. No matter how minor or insignificant it might seem, all doctrine, all teachings flows from the mother of all doctrines, the heart, the core, the center of our faith. Justification by grace through faith on account of Jesus Christ. In other words, the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins freely won on Calvary's cross. The forgiveness of sins freely distributed in the waters of holy baptism. The forgiveness of sins put in our mouth to eat and drink in the Lord's Supper. Everything flows from the forgiveness of sins won by the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus. You know, one thing that all false prophets have in common, rarely, if ever, do they talk about Jesus Christ's death on the cross for you. Rarely do they talk about the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you. Rarely do they talk about Christ's victory over sin, death, and the grave for you. My friends, be alert. Beware. You can get a pretty good idea about what a pastor or a church really has as the most important teaching. Just listen. Just listen. When I go to a funeral and I hear the pastor or the priest talk about the individual who has died and all the good works and all the good deeds that they did, and I don't hear about Jesus, I don't hear about the cross, I don't hear about baptism, I don't hear about forgiveness, I know what the God of that pastor or priest is. It's good works. It's not Jesus. When I go to a wedding and I hear a sermon or a homily from a pastor or a priest, that's all about Jesus as an example of how to love. But that love is never taken to the cross of Jesus Christ. That love is not bloody. That love is not crucified and risen. I know that that pastor or priest has a different Jesus than I do. He's an example. He's not a savior. Do you see how this works? My friends, to be alert, to pay attention, to listen. God has given you this right. God has given you the ability to think, to learn, to memorize, to love in your faith. And God is calling you to rise up to arms with prayer, implore you right now to be the kinds of watchmen and to be alert, not to be jerks about it, but to care so much about God's love and His teaching that you want it to be pure and not poison. All of us have failed in this call of Jesus to be alert, to beware, to be watchmen. How easy it is, and how often we have shirked our duties. We have failed to pay attention to God's word. We have been casual and leisurely with regard to being in God's house or studying God's word or memorizing our catechism. We have pushed things off on our professional theologians, and then we whine and complain when false teaching and false practice enters into the church. My friends, for these sins and more, Christ Jesus has come. Christ Jesus has bled and died. Christ Jesus is risen, victorious over the death and the grave. For our sins of apathy and indifference, for our sins of not taking the Word of God seriously, for our sin of not passing on the truth of God's word to a future generation. For all these sins and more, Jesus Christ has bled and died. Your sins are forgiven. God has given you a new heart, a heart that wants to gladly hear and learn and study and pass on the Word of God. A heart that hears the Word of God, follows the voice of the Good Shepherd, and believes it. My friends, judge not, lest ye be judged. Beware of false prophets. They're both true, and they both flow from the cross and empty tomb for you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our ears, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we are bold now to sing our offertory, trusting that God will give us the new heart that he promises to give. Please stand as we sing. Continue now with the prayers of the church, with the people of God responding, Lord, have mercy. In addition to the prayers listed in our news and notes, we pray for the family of Laverne Myers, mourning the loss of his sister-in-law, Mary Myers. We also pray for Bill, Lynn, and Greg. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For all baptized believers, that they would think on the steadfast love of God and praise Him for the salvation they have through Jesus Christ, which they receive through His holy word and sacraments. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For faithfulness to God's holy word among the pastors called to preach and teach it, that false doctrine would be recognized and rebuked, and pure doctrine would be taught and received for the edification of all who hear. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For an increase in faithful church workers, that the good news of Christ's perfect life, sacrificial death, victorious resurrection and glorious ascension would be proclaimed in all parts of the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Spirit to turn the hearts of all false prophets and make-believe believers, that they would be led to repentance and faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all life from the womb to the grave, that it would be cherished and protected, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For humility among the faithful, that they would interact with the world as sinners who have been redeemed by Christ the crucified, not out of pride or arrogance. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have been placed in authority over us, that they would steer clear of self-promotion and focus on the common welfare of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the suffering, and for all who desire our prayers, especially Bill, Greg, Lynn, Ron, Janet, Dick, Barb, Vern, Robert, Andy, Julie, Daryl, Sherry, Jeff, the father of Pastor Schlaman, Craig, Sheldon, Victoria, the family of Laverne Myers, and all those that we remember in our hearts, that they would receive healing, comfort, and be strengthened to endure according to God's gracious will. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who receive the Holy Supper of Christ's true body and blood this day, that they would receive the forgiveness of all their sins and be filled with His life and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful who have gone before us and now rest in Jesus, let us give thanks to the Lord, that we would, by God's grace, remain steadfast in the faith until we are brought to join them in the feast that never ends. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Lord, let us now thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Please be seated. Before we sing our closing hymn, I'd like to invite Vicar Steele and the elders to come forward as we properly install him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, according to the usual custom at the church, Timothy Steele II has been assigned to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska, as vicar. As a student assigned for our congregation, he will continue his education in preparation for service to the church as a called worker. Hear what the Word of God says about those who serve in the church. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thanksgiving in your hearts to God, and whatever you do, in word or deed. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3. Practice these things. Devote yourselves to them so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers. 1 Timothy 4. Vicar Steele, are you prepared to serve as vicar in this congregation under the supervision of the pastors, undertaking your assignments as one who seeks training for the office of the holy ministry? If so, then answer, I am with the help of God.
I am with the help of God.
Timothy Steele II, I install you as vicar at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, you send laborers into your harvest. Grant your blessings to Vicar Steele, who now begins his vicarage in our congregation, so that your word may bear much fruit for the growth of your church. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. It is the tradition in our congregation to have the elders of our congregation pray a blessing, God's word, over our newly installed vicar.
Welcome, Timothy. I also have a passage from 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Vicar Timothy, Jeremiah 23:28. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord.
Vicar Timothy, Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you.
Welcome, Vicar. From Joshua chapter 1. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Welcome to Good Shepherd, Timothy. From the words from Ephesians, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all in all.
All right, welcome
Vicar
back
Steele.
To Tuesday morning men's Bible study.
Psalm 27 begins.
Shift gears now.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You have nothing to fear in this vicarage except the fear of the Lord. Vicar, go in the name of the Lord. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you. Amen. Amen. We sing now our closing hymn, Sent Forth by God's Blessing, I believe 643.
Thank you.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life for you forever. Thanks be to God. Okay, just a couple of announcements. If you didn't get the news and notes when you came in, they'll be on the table on the way out. Our mission focus for August is our radio station, KNNALP 95.7. There's some information. There's t-shirts you can buy if you want. Offering envelopes. Please keep the radio station in your prayers. Your support is welcome as well. For those outside the listening area, you have an opportunity on our radio website or our church website to catch up with all the programming and everything that we do. God's word, God's truth for you. Thanks be to God. Great blessing during this pandemic time. If you didn't see the offering box on the way in, you can hit that on the way out. Also, we're going to be dismissing from the back to the front. Please keep the aisles from getting clogged up, and remember the whole social distancing routine. For those that are going to Bible study, I ask you go straight into the fellowship hall. Either find a table or get your coffee or juice and then find a table. And for those that aren't going to Bible study, rather than congregate out in the narthex, go outside. You can visit and talk all you want. But let's keep that narthex area from getting bogged down and clogged up. I want to thank Pastor Brisboy for helping us today, and God's continued blessing on you and your family. And we pray safe travel for Pastor Moline. Vicar Steele, it has now begun officially. Before this, the last couple of weeks, yeah, that was important. But now it starts. Now it begins. And we pray God's blessings on you and your family. And we pray that it would be a fruitful and year of growth for all of us. You're all invited for Bible study. We have the Red Cross Bloodmobile coming up. There's information on that. Keep it in your prayers. If you can donate and support, that's a great way to love our neighbors. I think that's all. That's all I can think of. I don't have anybody else to ask to remind me. Have a great day and week and life in Jesus. Amen.